You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
All right, welcome in. Another stellar edition of The Drive underway. Fox Sports Knoxville, Russell Smith punching the time clock on another dreary day here in East Tennessee Wednesday. It looks like we got more rain on the way. It's cold, it's rainy, it's miserable outside. They're testing us, man. They're testing us because Tennessee fans riding high right now. Basketball is cruising along. Here's how good basketball is. We pretty much dominate an ACC opponent in our arena, end up winning the game by 13 points, and everybody's like, man, we suck. Like, we can't do anything right. Like, everybody's pissed off. We beat Kentucky over the weekend. We got a big game with Missouri coming up. Like, sports-wise, we're all, at least should be, pretty pumped up, pretty happy about the state of things, but I don't know, man. This weather can bring people down. Anyway, we welcome you in. Brandon Orick is here. Esteban is on the Periscope this afternoon. Bear is, well, where is Bear?
No one knows.
Do you think he just quit? It's
quite possible.
I've never seen him that triggered yesterday.
Maybe we pushed him to the limit.
I guess so, man. I don't know. I mean,
we took him to the limit.
I don't know, man. I got an earful when I got home last night. My wife was appalled. She was like, I can't believe you treat Bear like that. You're so mean. You're such an – I can't say what she called me. But, like, apparently I was really rude and just over-the-top mean. And the women didn't like it because Esteban's wife told him the same thing.
I didn't really think we were that mean to
Bear.
I
didn't think it was that bad.
We were just talking about something that he didn't want to talk about.
He started it. He started it. I mean, not to be a four-year-old over here, but he's the one. All we wanted to do was make note, a mere mention of the fact that the greatest show in TV history returns in April. They mentioned it yesterday, so we noted that. And, like, he's the one who wanted to call us a bunch of Dungeons and Dragons dorks, whatever he does. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not just going to sit there and take it. I punch back. He's a bully. And you know how you punch a bully in the nose. That's what I was always taught. Anyway, we'll see if, I don't know, maybe you quit. Maybe we have an opening. Is the Periscope up and running? We have to tweet that out because I haven't seen it yet. All right, we'll get that out and running for you here this afternoon.
Yeah, that was my fault. Yeah, we're go. We're go now.
We're go?
It is up.
We're all good? All right.
It is up.
It is Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Fan Run Radio. It is The Drive. Hey, we got a big show lined up for you here yesterday. Basketball game, man. Sometimes you just got to grind those things out. Sometimes you just have to grind those games out. And that's what that was yesterday. I mean, we handled those guys, right? I said this yesterday on the show. They're going to be able to match up with us. They've got big bodies and some guys that are going to be able to give us problems, and they did. And I think, and you tell me if I'm being too Pollyannish or whatever about this, but I think that's just what the doctor ordered ahead of the trip to New York next week, because it shows plenty of room for improvement. Rick Barnes is going to be able to flip on the film of that and say, listen, guys, like, this ain't going to cut it.
I mean, any thoughts that the players might have had of, yeah, we're really good. We're not gonna be tested at all. We can just roll out there and beat anybody. I think last night helped with that. If you had any of that last night, took care of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the problems that we had are going to be fixable. I think a lot of the things that you saw last night that were frustrating are things that are fairly easily fixable. So, we'll see. We'll see what comes of it. But you head on. You got basically a week off, and then we play Louisville a week from tonight in Brooklyn, And then if we win that one, we play the winner of Kansas Marquette. And Kansas, who started out number one in the country, is now number two, is a very good team. But takeaways yesterday, you know, Jordan Bone, I saw a lot of criticism of his game on Twitter. I don't think he was at his best, particularly offensively. But then again, nobody was at their best offensively. I mean, Grant had a couple of just terrible turnovers in the second half where you're like, dude, what are you doing? And, like, no, everybody, you know, I thought struggled offensively. But the flip side of that is our team defense is phenomenal. We hold them to 29% shooting. They could not get any easy looks. We made everything difficult for them. And to me, that's something that's only going to get better once we get Lamonte Turner back. I thought that his absence was particularly felt hard yesterday because, you know, Bone and Bowden, they need that. They need that extra push, that extra body in there, and he can give us a spark offensively that those guys really can't. I mean, it's weird because Bone is quicker than Lamonte. Jordan Bowden is a better shooter than Lamonte Turner, but he's just a better offensive player than either of those guys. I know that doesn't make any sense, but he just is. Don't you think so? Don't you think Lamonte Turner is our best guard from an offensive standpoint?
Yes. Especially, he definitely gives you more of a deep threat than say Jordan Bone.
Well, I just feel like he's a guy you could put in that game last night. He can create some things on his own, whether it's getting to the rim or shooting from the outside, that loosens things up and gives everybody else some easier looks. So Rick Barnes after the game said he is pretty sure Lamonte is going to play next week. In New York, he says he's going to have to play himself in shape, get his wind back and all that stuff. But it sounds like he probably could have played last night, but they're just kind of being as careful as possible because obviously you don't want to re-aggravate anything because he is such a key part of our team and our success going forward. But above and beyond all that, story last night to me was Josh Pastner's hair. What was going on there, man? Yeah, like the sideburns and the bushy thing going on there. That's like what I imagine, you know, Bernie Sanders. That's what I imagine he looked like when he was 24 years old. And he definitely looks like Tom Hanks at the end of the movie Big when he shrinks back down to size and the suit is just way too big. Like Josh Pastner, he's just all shoulders and sideburns last night is what Josh Pastner is. And those sideburns, not a good look. And he's starting to get some gray hair now, so he doesn't look like he's 12 on the sideline. Just a weird-looking dude. Has there ever been a coach, a worse coach, have better jobs than Josh Pastner? Before the age, how old is he? He's younger than
Lane Kiffin.
He's like, oh, he's the Lane Kiffin of college basketball. Is that a good analogy? A guy who's done nothing, but even like Kiffin, at least it's nepotism, right? He has a famous last name. He gets everything he's gotten is because of his daddy. Whereas Pastner just happened to be the guy who is funneling recruits to Cal at Memphis, and then he just is in the right place at the right time to get that job. Speaking of Memphis, did you see them last night against LSU?
Yeah, they. I mean,
better than I thought they were. That Tyler Harris kid is a nice player. I wish we would have gotten him. I think he could have really helped us. He was their leading scorer last night. He dropped 20 on LSU on the road, and I think LSU is a pretty good team. I think Memphis is a little bit better than I thought they were. I still think we should drill them when we go down there, and I hope we do. But that was an interesting game. Watched a lot of that last night, and then obviously all of the Tennessee game. And, oh, man, those 9 o'clock tips, man, they are just for the birds.
Especially when you had as many fouls called as you did last night.
Oh, brutal. And that's just something we're going to have to get used to, in my opinion, because that's the way teams are going to attack us. Teams are going to try and get up in our grill and bully us and foul us hard. And, If I can offer one little criticism, and don't take this wrong way, I'm not calling our guy soft. But it felt like when we have a guy fall down on the ground and maybe twist his – a little ankle twist here or there, you know, fall on your hip hard or something like that. I got the feeling – tell me if I'm wrong here. Tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I will own it. I got the feeling that our guys kind of – they know those cameras are on them, and they kind of liked it. Admiral – kind of like his ankle tweaked or whatever in the lane there, and he is hopping around like he got shot in the foot. Grant, he fell down on his hip. There were a couple of bone when he fell down going to the hoop. Like, it's like, I know I'm probably no one to talk. If it were me, I probably would be in traction today. But this is D1 college basketball. Let's get up, guys. Let's get up off the floor, walk it off. Is that fair? Is that I felt like we did a lot of rolling around on the court.
Yeah, I mean,
Fulgerson gets busted in the nose. He goes over there. He looks like, I'm expecting Jackie O to go, like, pick up pieces of his brain or something. I mean, he acts like he is just too much. I mean, he looked like that was John Fitzgerald, John Fulgerson. Yeah. We'll start calling him JFK. How about that?
Okay.
JFK. The folk hero. That would be, if I had one credit, it's like, come on, guys, let's get up. You, particularly because Grant and Admiral are such big, tough guys. Like, don't let them see you wince. Because the other team, this is an ACC team, right? These guys are ACC basketball players. When those competitors and, you know, they see a team like that, that's only going to make them foul you harder, right? When they sense that's blood in the water.
Yeah, and I think part of it is the guys trying to sell it a little bit to the refs.
Maybe.
But I don't know. I was holding my breath a little bit last night, especially when Admiral went down and then when Bone went down. But then they came right back in. I was a little worried whenever both of those guys went out. I thought it could have been something a little more serious, but glad that they were able to come right back in.
Yep.
Another criticism I had too.
Okay.
On the defense was solid, but if they don't stop that where they're trying to close out on a shot and they just go flying past the guy, that drives me insane.
Too many guys going for the block.
Yeah, I mean we'll fly past them and then they give a shot fake and then go right around us and then you have a guy out of position. Drives me insane.
That seems like something Barnes will correct. That's coachable, right?
I feel like they did it last year too.
Really?
And then
I didn't notice that as much.
And then hit your free throws. If you hit half the free throws you missed, that game is you win by 20. You win by 20 last night.
Well, we were a 16-point favorite.
And that's something that a top 5 team, you should be able to hit your free throws pretty consistently.
Yeah, we're a 16-point favorite. We won by 13. 3 free throws, we covered the spread against them. I thought we handled those guys pretty easily last night at the end of the day. But we'll take your phone calls on it here. We got a football game coming up this weekend too. Big game. Trying to get bowl eligible, trying to beat Missouri, trying to avoid Derek Dooley coming in here and pinning an embarrassing L on the program. Open up the phone lines, 865-546-8200. Tomorrow. It's the 7th annual Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell Turkey Drop live at Corner 16. Come on out and we'll give you the bird. $500 worth of free Thanksgiving turkeys is what we're giving away tomorrow. These usually go pretty fast, so you want to get there sometime in the 3 o'clock hour to get your turkey. We'll be there from 3 to 6 doing the drive. The 7th annual Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell Turkey Drop is tomorrow, Corner 16. Out west, 1640 Bob Kirby Road at Bob Kirby and Middlebrook in the Ball Camp area right across from the Big Food City on Middlebrook Pike tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio. Quick timeout. We're back with more right after this. Fox Sports Knoxville, the drive continues. Yeah, get ready for the big turkey drop tomorrow out there at Corner 16. Looking forward to it. Warm food, cold drinks, good atmosphere, getting ready for the holiday weekend next week. A week from Thanksgiving, man. It sneaks up on you.
See, I think tomorrow I'm going to have to switch it up.
You don't want to eat the turkey and dressing tomorrow.
Right. So I'm going to have to switch it up. I can't get the turkey and dressing tomorrow.
Yeah, you do something else. Get yourself a burger, maybe some meatloaf, something like that.
Yep.
Take good care of you out there tomorrow. Hope to see you. It's corner 16 for the drive tomorrow. Let's go to the phones. McKinney Team Hotline popping already. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in here. And let's talk to Titans Bill for the first time since the beatdown Sunday in Nashville. Titans Bill, how does it feel to be back?
I'll bet you, Dubsy, that Bear thought, well, there ain't no way that the Titans can beat the Patriots. The Patriots is going to tear their kingdom down. Ain't that right, Bear?
He's not even here to defend himself. But that's exactly right, Titans Bill. That's exactly what he thought and exactly how he thought it.
I'll bet you Bear is picking Missouri over Tennessee.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I believe that Bear, of course, you know, he's becoming to be somewhat of a traitor to his alma mater. You see, Dubsy?
Harsh words.
Wow. How is he a traitor to the Vols?
Because he's going to pick Missouri.
Well, we don't know that. I have to be kind. I was told that
he's picking Missouri. You mark my word. He thinks, well, Missouri is going to do what they did to Tennessee last year. He's going to really tear their kingdom down. I don't think
Let me try. Derek Dooley's going to come in here and hang 500 yards of total offense on us.
Derek Dooley's a punkin' clown like Bear is.
Oh. Wow. Calling names, man.
I have a name for Derek Dooley. I call him Derek Droopy.
Hey, that guy, Derek Dooley, the best thing going for him as far as Tennessee fans are concerned is Butch Jones. Because now Butch Jones takes up like 90% of our anger, whereas Derek Dooley took up a lot more of it, and now Dooley can kind of just fly under the radar. He said nice things about us yesterday. I saw some of that.
But I'll tell you one thing about Bear. You know, I believe he's a Hamiltista because he loves worshiping Mike Hamilton.
Wow. I wish he were here to defend himself, Titans Bill, because I feel like you are, I don't know, man. I feel like you're coming off the top rope on him. I was told we were way too mean to him yesterday. A lot of people very upset with our treatment of the Bear.
And another thing.
I like Mike Hamilton. I think he was a great athletics director.
I'll tell you another thing. I believe he also idolized Dave Hart. You know what I thought of Dave Hart? He was mostly Mike Hamilton in disguise.
Mike Hamilton with dyed hair.
Yeah. That's all Dave Hart was. He was just disguised. He was Mike Hamilton disguised as Dave Hart.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
You have nothing but a pile of crap, Mr. Hart.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
Titans Bill, tell Brandon. Brandon Orick, executive producer of The Drive and a huge Indianapolis Colts fan, tell him what our Titans are going to do to his Colts coming up Sunday afternoon at Lucas Oil Field.
Vrabel is going to create a defense that's going to put Mr. Luck to the ground, and his luck is going to what? Run out.
O-U-T out, Brandon Orr. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
We'll see. We'll see come Sunday.
We'll see.
We'll see come Sunday.
What kind of trash talk is that? We'll see.
Y'all are trash. You're a trash organization. Oh. You got a trash quarterback, trash fans.
At least
trash stadium.
Hey, you know what our quarterback has that your quarterback doesn't? Two working shoulders.
And I hated the Colts when the time when Peyton Manning was there, and of course I did not like the way the Earth Sage treated Peyton Manning.
It was a tough decision, Bill. It was a tough decision.
Yeah,
speaking
of traitors.
It hurt me. It hurt. But it was for the betterment.
The betterment?
Of the franchise.
What has the franchise done since Peyton left?
Been to the playoffs about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, they made it there because they're lucky, but I'll tell you, Mr. Luck's luck is gonna run out.
Since Peyton left the Colts, they've been to the playoffs more times than the Titans have, I can tell you that.
We're gonna send Andrew Luck back to Europe looking for some more shark stem cells or something to inject in his shoulder after we get through with him Sunday.
I'm sure.
Exactly.
Titans Bill, thanks, my man.
You're welcome.
What are you watching today?
I'm watching my favorite show, Matlock.
Oh, man. You do
of
love
Of course, Bear likes to put Andy Griffith down.
I don't like Andy Griffith.
I don't like Andy Griffith.
It was a pretty bad show. That Opie was a punk.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Bear. He, you know, he doesn't know a good program if he sees it.
Thank you,
that's,
Bill.
That's
Appreciate
true.
It.
That's,
yeah,
that's
we,
very
as we
true.
Found out yesterday, that is well documented. Oh, man.
It was Bear that called in. Bear called while Titans Bill was on the line. He didn't want to stay on, but he said some things that cannot be uttered on these airwaves.
All right. Stay with us. The drive continues. We'll get to your Rocky Top report brought to you by the Craigner Group and your mortgage pro, Chris Burleson, when we continue recruiting news, both from the field and the hardwood. Coming up next, you won't want to miss it. All the latest on the Vols coming up next on the Rocky Top Report.
The sports show that doesn't just hang up and listen. The Drive.
All right, your Rocky Top Report brought to you by the Craigner Group and the mortgage pro, Chris Burleson. Tennessee returns to practice today. Missouri coming in here 3:30. CBS nationally televised kickoff on Saturday afternoon at Neyland Stadium. Mizzou, a 5.5-point favorite. Let's get some recruiting news in here. Huge news for Jeremy Pruitt's squad. We have to wait a while, but trust me, this is a big commitment. Jordan Davis, defensive lineman who is one of the top 100 players in the country last recruiting cycle, signed with Alabama, wouldn't give Tennessee the time of day, didn't qualify out of high school, goes to Kapiah Lincoln Junior College in Kansas. He commits to Tennessee last night, so we steal a defensive lineman away from Alabama. This is absolutely huge. He's on track to graduate in December 2019, so he won't be here next year. He would be here the year after. He's redshirting, so he's going to have 3 years to play, and this is a big-time pickup. You stole a guy away from Alabama who signed with Alabama, so you know they wanted him. Davis says that Tennessee's coaches told him they plan to use him kind of like Georgia used Leonard Floyd last year. So he was a pretty good player for Georgia. Was he playing with the Bears now?
Believe so.
Bring me a Leonard Floyd clone. Yes. Yes, please. I'll take 5 more if you got them as well. Meanwhile, basketball news. Today is the early signing period. First day of the college basketball early signing period, and things got started off this morning for Tennessee when they inked Drew Pember, 6'10" forward from Bearden. Another local boy signing for Rick Barnes's program. And just moments before we went on the air, it was official. Josiah James, 5-star point guard from Charleston, South Carolina, signs on the dotted line with Tennessee. So a huge pickup for Rick Barnes. And there you go, Stargazers. There's your five-star. There's your top 100 player. There he is. So that should be a lot of fun. The highest rated recruit Richard Dale Barnes has signed in his 4 years on Rocky Top.
Be nice to have him on this year's team, but be a nice addition next year whenever you lose Admiral and Kyle.
Yep. No doubt about it. And we'll see Devontae Gaines. I've not heard if he has signed yet. He's the other commitment. Of course, he's been committed for a long time. And we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on that. I don't know why he wouldn't sign, but that hasn't been officially announced by the university yet. That's the Rocky Top Report. It is brought to you by the Craigner Group. Bo Craigner, committed to delivering the highest quality real estate service possible. The Craigner Group, they know selling your home be a very stressful situation. Their highly organized and effective marketing plan will take the pressure off you so you can get your home listed, get your home sold, and move on to your next home. Call today to set up a free consultation, 865-742-1035. That's 742-1035. Or just go online to bonoshouses.com. That's bonoshouses.com. Also, the mortgage pro, Chris Burleson, if you're thinking of buying, building, or refinancing, you want to get that interest rate as low as you possibly can while the market's still good, call my guy Chris at 865-388-7634. He did the mortgage on the new Stately Smith Manor. Did a great job for me and my family. He'll do a great job for you and yours. 388-7634 for the mortgage pro, Chris Burleson, or just visit him online at burlesonmortgageteam.com. That's B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N mortgageteam.com. You could also text mortgage pro to 48421. Your Rocky Top Report here on The Drive. Let's get Big Josh in here next, and we'll welcome Bear to the festivities this afternoon. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Russell W. Brandon, what are you Outlaws doing?
Hey, man, we're just hanging out. How about you?
Doing good, man. Running the road. I want to talk a little bit about that basketball game, but me and Bud and my buddies, we was texting back and forth last night while it was going on, and one buddy said Pastner looked like a chia pet, where you just add water and his hair grows. And another buddy thought he looked like a capybara, you know, those big rats down in, I guess pythons eat them, but it looked like he had a damn buffalo pelt on top of his head or something, man.
He looked like a character. He looked like James Jones from Conan the Barbarian.
One of those big pelts.
Yes.
Did you think Bone played well?
I have to go look at the box score, which I haven't done yet. I did not think he had a very good game offensively.
I think he played pretty good in the second half, but in the first half, he just doesn't use his speed, man, sometimes. And that's his, I think it's his biggest asset. When he attacks the basket or when he pushes the ball up the court, seems like we get other guards involved, like Bowden. You got nothing from him in the first half either. He can get 1-3. But he needs to get Bone pushing the ball more, man. He's so quick with the ball. And I don't know. I feel like when he does that, he's good. And when he don't do it, he has those nights like he had in the first half last night.
Yeah, Bone had 15 points. He was 5 of 11 from the field. But here's where I think he came up short, and I'm sure Rick Barnes will be all over him about this the rest of the week. 1 assist, 3 turnovers. That ain't good. That ain't good for a junior point guard. We were expecting so much from it. I thought he had the one play, I think, early in the second half where he kind of took it coast to coast, attacked the rim, really got – I mean, he's quick, man. When he gets down low and gets moving, he is really fast with the ball.
But
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It seems like It seems like he's a little bit indecisive sometimes on the break, and it's like, are we running or are we not? And I mean, I like the kid. I love his game. I wish he would just push it every time. I wish he would just get the ball and go hard, because he's fun to watch running the floor with the ball in his hands.
Well, we didn't have anybody off the bench that could score. No. And with Schofield, it just wasn't his night. I think they should have Alexander was – man, he can play offensively. And with Schofield kind of cold – man, they need to feed Alexander some more, because that kid can play on the post.
He's a
different player.
He was our best player on the floor last night, no doubt about that. 12 points, 9 rebounds, and that's a good point, Josh. We didn't have any offense off the bench last night.
We had nobody to score. Nobody can score off the bench.
We had 4 bench points last night. 4. That's all.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
No.
They need Turner back. That game last night was built for Turner. Kind of scrappy, you know, physical game. That's the type of player he is anyway. So, but hey, one more thing, and I'm gone. Gaines, have you seen film on Gaines, Russell?
I watched a little bit when he first committed, but it's been a while.
Man, he is an old school type player. He reminds me of like a 1970s George Gervin or something. Man, he can pass. He can.
Okay.
smooth jump shot. I just don't know if quickness, if he can adapt when he gets here, but that's the thing. If he can, he's going to be a great player, because his film is really good. But anyway, y'all hang in there. Take care. See.
Thanks, Josh. Devontae Gaines told Rob Lewis at VolQuest that he is signing today and will send in his national letter of intent, but not sure what time is. So it sounds like we probably get him. And then, like I said yesterday, we're through that. All 3 scholarships next year are spoken for at the end of the day, assuming we get Gaines's national letter of intent in. And at that point, we don't have any room for anybody in the spring signing period unless somebody who's scheduled to come back next year leaves, which in the modern world of college basketball is always a possibility, if not likely. So that's kind of the deal there.
Going back to what Josh said about the bench, for the first time, Pons
struggled a little.
Struggled. Fulkerson, I thought Fulkerson played well. He just didn't bring it offensively. He made a difference defensively, for sure.
But that's not his game, right? Fulkerson with only 2 shots, he's not going to be a guy that erupts for like, you know, a 16-point outburst off the bench. He's just not. He's a guy that's going to get you some garbage buckets, set some hard picks, and grab rebounds, which he did. He grabbed 6 boards in 16 minutes last night. I mean, he's going to get out there, defend, rebound, give you energy, give you hustle.
2 big blocks.
Yeah, a couple of monster blocks. Like, that's his game, and maybe we can add some offense here as he continues to progress. But
and then Jalen Johnson – you talk about people leaving. I kind of look for him to leave after this year. I mean,
oh yeah, the one play where he just got blowed by. The dude just took him right to the hoop, and he didn't put up much of a fight at all. And Barnes called timeout, and it's like, oh,
yeah. I mean, he hit
and he was out of the game. Did not come back the rest.
Yeah,
of the
night. Hit the 3, and he's not bringing it defensively, not to level that Barnes wants. So.
I like Jalen Johnson from an athletic standpoint.
I do too.
He's like 6'6", long, lanky, can shoot it a little bit. Like, there's a lot to work with there, but he's not going to beat out any of the guys ahead of him. And you kind of wonder, okay, well, we bring in Josiah next year, and all the other guards are going to be back. Like, where do his minutes come from? I think at this point he's just a luxury. I'm not going to predict whether he stays or goes, but – it's hard to see him having a lot of minutes this year or next year. Now, if he wants to hang around until Bone and Bowden leave, then could I see him as a fourth, fifth-year guy sliding into that shooting guard spot? Yeah, but like you said, he's going to have to step it up defensively and continue to develop offensively as well. Thing that was weird last night is Barnes talked a lot about how we're going to have to play 10 guys because he wants to keep that defensive intensity up for the whole 40 minutes. Well, we only played 8 guys, and Johnson only played 4 minutes, so really we only played seven guys last night. And Bowden, 37 minutes. Schofield, 36 minutes. Bone, 34 minutes. Alexander, 32 minutes. Grant Williams, 31 minutes. I feel like those are probably a little bit higher than Barnes would like in an ideal world. But an ideal world includes Lamonte Turner back playing 25, 30 minutes, and Eve Pons, Fulkerson playing better than they did last night.
Is Walker hurt? Is he shaking up?
No, it was just coach's decision. Didn't get off the bench.
I think part of the reason that they played so much last night is, well, like you said, you're kind of in a struggle with Georgia. You're never really in doubt of losing the game, but kind of they hung around more than you'd like them to. And you got a week off after this game to come, so maybe counteracts that. You got a week to prepare for Louisville.
Yeah. All right, stay with us. We'll get Barron here when we continue. It's The Drive. Fox Sports Knoxville, back with more right after this. Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. Back here on Fan Run Radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM in Knoxville. Streaming online worldwide at foxsportsknoxville.com and your free Fan Run app. And if you want to see how ugly we are, we're broadcasting on Periscope as well.
Speak for yourself.
Oh. Well, sorry, George Clooney. We can't all be as handsome as you over there, Brandon. Some of us, there's not much we can do about the unfortunate genetic configuration of our faces.
Well, I'm just saying, don't let me in with you all.
Okay. Brandon feeling himself a little bit. Welcome, Bear, to the festivities this afternoon. Bear, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
That didn't sound too convincing.
Well, a little under the weather.
Oh. It has nothing to do with anything that happened yesterday or
no. I mean, Titans Bill's office. Bill, it's time for your 4 o'clock meds, buddy. Take them, even the blue ones. I chalked that up to you and Phil got in a pissing contest, and you showed him that you didn't need his production tips for your radio show. And it was just one of those things where you were going to do that just because you could.
Is Phil really threatening to kick my ass?
No, that's not what he said, Russ. He said Russ needs an ass kicking.
Oh.
He's basically saying you need to get slapped across the face.
By who?
I don't know. Just somebody.
Just some random guy?
Yeah, just get
need to be put in your place, Russ.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think we can do this show without threats of violence. That's what I think. I think what separates us from the animals.
I do not. I'm going to give him your number. I'm going to give you his number.
No, you're not.
I do not want to be involved in anymore. You all have got a toxic codependent relationship. It's been going on for years, and I don't want to be in the middle of it anymore.
Do you think he's going to come get a turkey tomorrow?
Absolutely he will.
You think he'll talk to me, or is he just going to?
Yes. Hell, he's your buddy, isn't he? How long have you been
talking to Phil? I love
Phil. Phil loves you.
Okay, then there's no problem. I just don't understand why I have to have my ass kicked. I don't understand that part.
He just says it would be good for you.
I don't think so. I think it would be the opposite of good for me. I think it would be pretty awful.
Head's getting a little big, Russ. I think that's what Phil's trying to say. Need to be brought down a notch.
My head's getting big. He caught anyway. I'm not even getting back into it. Not getting back into it.
I'm just saying. I'm done. I'm not trying to referee between you two. I'm not getting involved in it. If you guys want to go at each other, go at each other.
I don't want to go at him. I don't care.
If you want to.
He came at me, bro. I'm cool. I'm fine. Calmer than you are. What did you think of the game last night?
We just got to keep grinding out wins, man. That's how this year's going to be. We just got to grind.
We're going to have those games where
we're not going undefeated.
Well, that's the other thing I thought is, like, we're going to lose one of those. We're going to lose to – at some point, we're going to lose to a team that we're better than.
Yeah, it's just nature of basketball.
And people are going to – the expectations are so high for this team. People aren't going to handle it well because we haven't had a team in football or basketball where the expectations have been this high in a long time.
Well, we've got to manage them. I mean, this is a basketball – I mean, it's
– we're going to lose, some games, man. We ain't going undefeated. This ain't an undefeated team, man.
But we've got the rest of November, a couple of weeks. I mean, it's 6 weeks before we even hit the SEC portion of our schedule.
We got to get
2 months. We've got to pace ourselves.
Yeah, we got to get Lamonte back and in the mix and playing his role again. I think that will be huge. And I still keep coming. We won last night by 13 points. I never for a single second thought we were going to lose that game. Start to end, I thought we handled an ACC opponent. Granted, a bottom half of the ACC opponent, but they came in here and we did exactly what we should have done to them, which is to hold them down defensively, make it so they can't breathe, and win the game in, I thought, rather decisive fashion. Was it perfect? Could we have put up more points? We made more free throws, fewer turnovers? Yeah, that would have been nice, but this is the toughest game opponent that we've played yet. And it would have been foolish to have thought that they weren't going to present us with any problems. They did. And I think that's a good thing because we needed that. It would be valuable film study for Rick Barnes. All right, we'll take a quick break right here. It is The Drive. Hour number two coming up. Fox Sports Knoxville. More of your phone calls on the way. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in, we'll be right back.